Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about knowing the Son. And recognizing knowing Jesus is a bit different than knowing about Him. And being in relationship with Jesus, learning from Him, obeying Him, understanding as much as we humanly can the nature of Jesus as God and as His Son. And so each weekday morning we're taking a look at a different aspect of who Jesus is, who He says He is, who the prophets said He is, who He is in our life. As I mentioned yesterday, we'll wrap up tomorrow with this week's focus, and then I'm taking a break. My annual step back and reevaluate. Make sure that these podcasts and devotions are still in line with what God wants me to do, and that they're still being done from my side in a way that honors Jesus. And so rather than just keep doing it for the sake of doing it, every year I try to take some time to evaluate. And I likely do some different things over those next couple weeks, but it'll be different. But we'll keep you updated as the time goes and as we decide with God how it looks going forward. But today we're going to talk specifically about knowing the Son, knowing Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. Now, I could have divided each of these segments up and had a full podcast for each topic, and yet Jesus puts them together. And there were so many things that I wanted to talk about in regard to knowing Jesus as the Son of God that I went ahead and kept them together. In context, this is an answer that Jesus gives after explaining that He's leaving. And if He leaves, He'll prepare a place for His followers, for His disciples, for us. And if He prepares a place, well, surely He'll come back again and get us. And He says, you know how to get there. Thomas speaks up, one of the few times we find him speaking up rather than Peter speaking up. But he says, we don't even know where you're going. How can we know the way? To which Jesus replies in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Some pretty bold and powerful words, some exclusive words. Jesus makes it clear that the way to the Father, the way to eternal life, the way to heaven is Him. That He had been given that authority, that position of being the gate, if you will, the path by His Father. And we recognize as we study and understand and follow Scripture that we can't make up our own ways. Well, we can, and we often do, but they're not effective. And one of the difficulties is we like to make things easier. We like to make things more suitable to us. I've had a tough Facebook day, and I've got a message here to check my internet connection, but hopefully we're still going live. If not, sorry about that. Anyhow, but we want to create our own way. The way of God's Word sometimes is difficult. It calls us to do things, to behave in certain ways, to treat people in a manner that isn't our comfort zone. But Jesus makes it clear that as God's Son, as the gatekeeper, that he's the way. But he's also the truth. Because without being the truth, to claim he's the way is just words. There are many who claim they're the way to this or to that. There are times people will give you directions that will lead you astray. Sometimes just because they're clueless, sometimes deliberately. There are many who try to give directions that are not truthful. And Jesus makes it clear that as God's Son, He's the way, and His way is right because He's also the truth. Jesus stands before Pilate, and you get this famous question of what is truth? And Jesus had already answered that question here in John 14, that He Himself is truth. His very nature. And when we come to Jesus, we must come understanding that it's not a debate, it's not a vote as to whether what we want, whether what we believe, whether what we think is more right than His. Sometimes within groups and churches and settings, we think we have the authority to outvote God. The old, I know what the Bible says, but that doesn't fly well in our group. Jesus says He's the way, He's the truth. Now, the way and the truth are both powerful. They give us direction. They give us wisdom. They give us purpose. But there's still a very key missing element that Jesus also is, and that's the life. Without that aspect of Jesus as God's Son, we're all dead. The Bible says that we, all of us, have been dead in our transgressions. Sin has separated us from God. The condemnation placed upon mankind when Adam and Eve chose to eat from the tree of the garden in the Garden of Eden was death. The Bible's clear, the truth of God's Word, that all have sinned and that the wages of sin is death. Now, because we try to define the way, we try to define the truth for ourselves, we says, well, my sin isn't that bad. I understand the wages of their sin being death, but I've been a pretty good person. And we need reminded that we don't decide the truth. God has issued the verdict. And sin brings death. But Jesus brings life. And as the life, Jesus has come, He has lived life, He has died and conquered death as He rose from the dead, ascended back to heaven to prepare that place to which He's referring when He tells Thomas and us that He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. There are many religions who try to present themselves as an alternative, as just as good as Christianity, as just as good as a faith in Jesus. It's just a different way there. It's the same God, they will say. And that becomes problematic because then it presents Jesus as, well, not telling the truth. And when you gaze into God's Word, you discover a God who calls Himself jealous. Now, we think of jealousy as a sin, as a bad thing. And obviously, from God's perspective, His nature of jealousy, His possessiveness of His people, is a powerful thing. It's out of that jealousy that He protects us, that He provides for us, that He cares for us. Not wanting anyone to steal us away from Him. Not wanting us to have an affair with the world. we belong to Him as His beloved. And because of that, He presents Himself through His Son Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And we do well when we live with that truth. We do well when we present that truth with our life. We do well when we share that truth with others. And we give opportunity for all to join us in knowing the way to the Father. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. A very jealous love, a love that desires us for Yourself, not as property or someone to boss around, but as Your beloved. And You've provided Your Son Jesus as the way, as the truth, as the life, as the one by which we must come to You through. And so, God, today, help us to keep our relationship with Jesus alive and well. May we continually gaze into Your Word to learn more of how we ought to live, to allow Your Spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us and correct us and all of the things that He does that we need. And God, today I pray that we would not be led astray by any who present a different gospel, a different belief, a different version of what they think is truth. But may we heed the words of Jesus. May we trust Him. May we follow Him. May we serve Him as the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, I thank You for the watch care that You're continuing to provide for my brother-in-law. He came through surgery last night, and reports was that it came through well. I pray that he's had a restful night, that the healing is continuing, that You're continuing to watch over his family. And God, that for all who have been involved in surgeries and illnesses and things that have required hospitalization, has required specialized care, may every one of them know Your hand in the midst of it. And God, today, as we live life, may we value the life that we have in Christ. And as we value the life that we have in Christ, may we lift it up as the way, the truth, for all to come and to know that same fullness. As we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.